way we'd hoped, but it certainly ended the way we'd hoped. And I just want to say to everyone in this room, your help is needed and appreciated. You've been wonderful partners through this journey, not only through this election, but I can't say enough about the people in this city, in this community, our employees who've worked together to advance our agenda here in the city of Elyria. We really are becoming the community of opportunity, and it's because of everybody in this room. So give yourselves a round of applause, really. And to the citizens of Elyria, I would like to extend my sincere appreciation. It is an honor and a privilege to serve you, and we are looking forward to, we're one step closer. Obviously, we have to get through the November election, but we're one step closer to advancing a number of very important initiatives in the city of Elyria. We're excited. There's a lot of good things we've started. We'd like to advance them. We've got our Jumpstart Elyria Business Revitalization Initiative for downtown Elyria, the Midway area, and Cleveland Street. And we would love to see that happen. And now we're going to have a chance to try to advance it in addition to many other things. So again, thank you so much. We appreciate your help and stick with us. I do want to say one more thing, though, and that is never ask the mayor to say anything. I'm looking at the election results, and I'm very concerned about the low voter turnout. I think we need to find a way to engage more people in this process. If you care about your city, if you want to have a voice, you have to participate. And to look at these numbers, it's a huge concern that, you know, so few people are making decisions. So I hope that you'll become informed about all of the candidates, including myself. Go to BrendaForMayor.com, but the others as well, and become more informed and make an educated decision, because we can't improve our community if everybody doesn't participate, and I hope more people will participate. So thank you so much.